Well, Tom, a big thank you as always for joining us on a Monday after the Sunday game. And what a game it was, going 1-0 down very early on and eventually winning 4-2. Not a bad afternoon.
Yeah, no, it was good. And I think one of the biggest things from yesterday's performance was that the girls did the sort of messier side of the game, you know, the effort, the determination, working off the ball, which is probably what we lacked or sort of struggled with fitness-wise in the last two fixtures against Burnley and Brighouse. So that was a massive positive for us. Like I say, a very slow start to the game. The first 5 minutes, we were absolutely awful. And we discussed it after. I think we're probably respecting opposition a bit too much, you know, and giving them too much time on the ball, especially in the early stages in the game. But we reacted well to going behind, and it sort of woke everyone up. So in hindsight, it was actually a good thing. But I didn't feel it 90 seconds into the game, 1-0 down.
And if you're under no illusions when you took on the job, how important Kirsty Chambers is, you probably know now, don't you, after a month or so in charge, and certainly after Sunday's game. A hat-trick from her, but taking you in 2-1 up at half-time. By the sounds of it, a brilliant performance from Kirsty Chambers.
Honestly, Ben, I can't emphasise the quality of the three goals as well. So the first one, like you say, was probably about 15 minutes in, and we'd actually got on the high press, which is one of the mindset things we've been trying to change with the team, and Holly Davenport had gone hunting the ball down, and they lost possession in the centre of the pitch, and it got zipped straight out to Kirsty, and she just absolutely skinned the right back, skinned the centre back, and then just fired it home. And you could see the belief in the team then. But I'm not lying to you, Ben. The second goal, 43rd minute, was an absolute joke. Holly Davenport, who was out on the right wing, smashed it cross field. It was a blend of a cross and a switch of play to Kirsty, who was in the wide far corner of the box, and she's just volleyed a 40-yard crossfield diagonal into the far top corner. Like, the opposition was still pressing Holly Davenport. It happened that quick. It was absolutely sensational.
sounds like an absolute cracker. But what do we take then over the last 2 weeks? Because obviously the interview we did last week, it was not good score lines, but generally it was all about building up to this game this weekend against Clapton. Last weekend against Leeds has certainly helped that momentum, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like we said, it was all about learning and asking things of the players they've potentially not done in the past. And I don't want to speak too soon. We'll see how it goes on Saturday. But it seems like it's coming together a lot more. We're demanding a lot more of them out of possession and off the ball than I think they've been used to in the past. The quality in possession's getting there. We're happy with how we're building up play. I think the final touches are in the final third now that we just need to focus on in this last phase of pre-season. But the team are responding really well to it. And like you say, Kirsty scored an hat-trick there and a very good one at that. But the team performance around it as well is getting there now. They're not just relying on core players or senior members of the team to, you know, to be digging in and reacting to opposition. Everyone's sort of stepping up and working as one, which is the biggest thing that probably come together yesterday that had been potentially missing in the last 2 weeks.
So how's the squad shaping up then? Because in these pre-season interviews, you know, there's a chance for silverware here against Clapton. I know it's technically still pre-season, but, you know, we're a couple of weeks off Newcastle. You know, this game this weekend ahead of that is important too. So are you almost there with the squad?
Yeah, 100%. It's likely there's potentially one player coming out, hopefully one coming in, and we've just got to cross the T's and dot the I's on one or two players. But no, we're in a really healthy shape. The squad's a lot more balanced than it probably was at the start of the season. We've got players competing for shirts all over the pitch now, which only really looked like in a central midfield role before or I'd say 2 or 3 weeks ago. But no, we've got real depth in the squad now, which is what we need when obviously we alluded to them big travels up northeast, as well as the demands we're putting on them in front of the home crowd. So the squad's looking good. We'd always look to add quality and energy to it wherever we could, but we're very happy with where we're at the moment.
And let's talk finally, Tom, about this game this weekend. It's a big celebration about fan ownership with silverware in the offing. Clapton Community FC's women's team kicking the afternoon off at 1:30 at Broadhurst Park. How excited is everyone about this big game this weekend?
There's such an energy in the dressing room for it, Ben. Honestly, like they've been speaking about this more than the Newcastle game. So we need to make sure that energy comes onto the pitch. But the focus has genuinely been about this game on Saturday. We want to showcase to all the FC fans, and obviously the opportunity of potentially showcasing what we can do to the men's fans that haven't been to a women's fixture before. It's a big moment for the team. And like you say, if we can walk into Newcastle with a title under our belt already from pre-season, there's not a better way to start the campaign, is there really?